Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're living in America. Brother James bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. You know, Veterans Day, we're celebrating Veterans Day. It's all we've done all day long. This is our day to do that. The 18th consecutive Veterans Day that I've broadcast live and dedicated my show just to veterans. You know, Veterans Day has its origins in Armistice Day, which was first acknowledged by President Wilson in 1919. The first anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Versailles took place in the 11th hour or the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. A year later, that's when President Wilson signed it and recognized our Armistice Day. Congress made Armistice Day a national holiday on November 11th, 1938. But there's a guy named Alvin King, who was a small business owner in Emporia, Kansas, had a problem with Armistice Day. Al was so moved by the death of his nephew, John Cooper, who was killed in the Battle of the Bulge during World War II, that he, along with the Emporia Chamber of Commerce, started a movement to rename and redefine Armistice Day as Veterans Day. His goal was to expand the recognition beyond those who just served in World War I. Well, the idea caught on, and President Eisenhower made Veterans Day official in 1954. And by the way, there's another group of people who from Birmingham, Alabama, who say that a guy named Raymond Weeks was the guy who really got the Veterans Day thing going. But in doing a little research, I found that they were both kind of focusing on it at the same time. They were both pushing for it at the same time. However, the Alabama folks really believe very strongly. And whenever I have talked about the Alvin King origination of Veterans Day, they come back at me and say, no, it was Raymond Wheeler. And there actually is a Raymond Wheeler event that they have the night before Veterans Day. So it's kind of like some of the other holidays we've had, right, with Labor Day and some of the others, where different people claim ownership. And isn't that great? Isn't that classic America? We're so competitive. They don't have things like this. They don't have these kinds of arguments in Liechtenstein, I don't think. But who should be recognized on Veterans Day? Well, if you're looking for the definition of a military veteran, good luck, because there are several variations on that theme, since the veteran universe is primarily associated with financial benefits. Consequently, the government has a lot of stake in the official definition of a veteran, because they have to pay out benefits to veterans. If they're classified as a veteran, then they have benefits like the GI Bill and health care, things like that. So they have a very definition. The most common one, the technical definition of a veteran, is someone who served on active duty for more than 6 months while assigned to a regular U.S. Armed Service unit. But at least on Veterans Day, the case should be made for a practical definition. And Adam Smith may have provided the first one in 1776. In his seminal book, Wealth of Nations, Smith described America's Minutemen militia as those who, quote, turn from their primary citizen character into a standing army. These were just private citizens, folks, many of whom today we would classify as small business owners and employees, small business employees. And that's the reason why I think we should have more of a practical definition of a veteran. Even though many don't qualify for the technical definition of veteran, past and present members of our modern militia, reserves, and National Guard deserve to be recognized on Veterans Day. For generations, this group has made themselves available to a grateful nation, not knowing if they would ever be deployed. Indeed, John Cooper, Alvin King's nephew, John Cooper's military service began as a member of the Kansas National Guard. So allow me to enter this practical definition of a veteran into the record. This and this came from an anonymous author. I don't know who said this, but I'm only gonna quote what they said. And I love this definition. A veteran, whether active duty, retired, National Guard, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his life, in their life, wrote a check made payable on demand to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. I'm going to read that again. A veteran, whether active duty, retired, National Guard, or reserve, is someone who at one point in their life wrote a check made payable on demand to the United States of America for an amount up to and including their life. My friends, America has received, held, and cashed this check from different kinds of patriots who prepared themselves to be called to protect and defend their country. And all those people, in my opinion, are veterans. If you put yourself in, if you raise your right hand and swore to defend the Constitution against enemies within and without, and you put on the uniform, and you showed up, and you trained, and you prepared yourself to deliver on that check, regardless of the organization, as far as I'm concerned, you're a veteran. Happy Veterans Day to all who made themselves available to a grateful nation. I'm Jim Blasingame. Happy Veterans Day, everyone. It's 10 till. I'm going to be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.